Sāṅgye-yé-nō-mi-dē-bhū-mō-yé-ngō-gē-nāṁ-dā-chīṅgō-shē-bā-yé-shō-yé-nāṁ-gū-rū-rā-nāṁ-mā-dē-nāṁ-gā-nī-yā-tā-yā-mē
Sāṅgye-yé-nō-mi-dē-bhū-mō-yé-ngō-gē-nāṁ-dā-chīṅgō-shē-bā-yé-shō-yé-nāṁ-gū-rū-rā-nāṁ-mā-dē-nāṁ-gā-nī-yā-tā-yā-mē
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching. I think we must all reflect upon the reasons why we participate in spiritual or Dharma teaching. That is to say that, why do I, as a spiritual teacher, make efforts to give the teachings, and why you, as a student, come to receive the teachings? What are the reasons for our participation in Dharma? So we really need to reflect on those reasons. Participation in Dharma teaching or spiritual teaching is not because it is the tradition which has been going around for centuries, so we somehow want to keep the tradition going. That's not the reason why we participate in teaching. We participate in teaching because there's need for spirituality or Dharma in our
life.
So we need to analyze further, why do we need spirituality in our life? Now one thing, as we look at our life, what do we really don't want, all of us? We don't want all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and we want to get rid of them.
On
the other hand, we are all seeking happiness, peace, and the best of everything. So as we recognize those two wishes we have, that is, we don't want any kind of pains and problems. We want to get rid of them. But we do want, true peace and happiness and the best of everything. So those wishes could only be fulfilled if we apply ourselves into what is called the practice of abandonment and the practice of cultivation. So those are the two things we need to do. We need to abandon something and we need to cultivate something. Through these processes and practices that we are able to realize our wishes. So the wishes that I kind of laid out, the basic wishes that we have, we don't want to wish for any pain or problems, but we wish for true peace and happiness. These wishes cannot be fulfilled through material resources and achievements. We really must apply ourselves into what we call actions of abandonment and cultivation, or practices of abandonment and cultivation. In Tibetan, we call pang lang. Pang means to abandon, and lang means to adopt or to cultivate. And so before we could do that, we could engage in such actions, we must educate ourselves about those actions. And so that's why we need to listen to spiritual teaching or Dharma teaching through which we can learn what are the things we need to abandon and how to abandon those things, and what are the things we should cultivate or do and how to do those things. So it's through the processes of study or listening to teaching, contemplation and meditation, through, in other words, study and practice of Dharma, that we are able to bring about the fulfillments of our true wishes.
Then garan chamalo de mendebri naso king garan chon yungu yaras ran la yungu ri yena yungu ri tanga thongu yaras su za te ti gar thon shung yaras na rang ge palang de pal bang ge de ma bang we su chul lang ge de ma he bi thon de ni ge thon da shung yaras ta ti ma he de gar ge shen na ma ri bi wang shi yaras rang rang ju le ye bi Maribati Wang Shigures.
So we know what are the things we really don't want, all kinds of pains and problems. Not only do we see them in our own personal life, but we see them in the lives of other people and other beings. So why do we encounter pains and problems or run into them that we really don't want? It's basically we, lack understanding of what are the things we should not do or abandon, and what are the things we should do or we should cultivate. And then we could ask question, how come we are lacking such understanding or knowledge? Well, basically, if we look in our own state of mind, one's own mind, what we really find at the deepest level, if you will, is what is called ignorance or avidya. Marikpa in Tibetan. So it's because of ignorance that we are lacking knowledge and understanding of what we should abandon and how to do that, and what we should do and how to do that.
That rangi lepi marikpa ti kare is na ane rigpa inhi singenda chagyo res.
So what are we talking about when we say ignorance or avidya or marikpa? Marikpa literally means, not seeing. So that ignorance is, as a matter of fact, that which is what we call contrary to wisdom. Because wisdom is understanding, it is knowledge. And the opposite of that is ignorance.
nontripena ni tenga shaya ga shawa dudi saneta nontrima bo tongu yore daga na te chisho ke chisho chisho ge anis nyame sidi tane tela an chigi no mahebe sene ne a tande ge lam lo ko kyen de tande ta chi tande an de chigi no mahebe tane chi shung yungu yore tan samalo rana so ji jile be mariba ti wanke te nogu yore sta
We make mistakes in our lives with regard to both worldly and spiritual matters. Even when it comes to doing worldly things, we make a lot of errors and mistakes. And when it comes to doing spiritual things or practice, again, we have a lot of misunderstandings, and we often maybe by misled and follow the wrong path. And so all of these things are basically happening. Errors or the mistakes that we make are primarily because of ignorance that exists in our mind.
Maripi wanki rangi shawa novi nori kishita shawa ane norni ta shawa sinji loji ane shawa ji shebe ina ta ti in jebu tila ta rangi ane mdui dunghi ta ane mdui peri ta ta yunga ta ta itoni yungu yaris.
So if we sort of put a formula for our pains and problems that we don't want, how do we end up running into them is, it is like because of ignorance that we engage in wrong actions which include mistakes or errors, and these wrong actions produce pains and problems and suffering. So here we have a formula, if you will, that ignorance plus negative actions lead to suffering.
That anything is done around so long as you have to churn in his chew my share down. The chew here to chew then you can get in share chedore. Just that chew shiny carasagon, chew here but tea, and the rangu if you mark but saying, well, my but saving, and then you sing you look shower like you marries. Just that churn in his education with Chagrin.
So why is spiritual education or Dharma education, spiritual teachings are important for us to participate in. It is through such education or teachings that we develop the understanding of what are the things which we should not do and what are the things we should be doing. And so once we understand what we should not do and what brings us suffering that we don't want, then, that knowledge and understanding as we apply into actions helps us to counteract our misunderstandings and ignorance, and then we find ourselves not doing the wrong things but engaging in the right actions, and which lead us to the kind of positive outcomes or the results that we are seeking.
Mishibaji ngani, ngari mishibaji sheba yina, di sheba yina, dela mumbi marukba segi or is.
So it's through spiritual education or through spiritual teachings that as we learn about, let's say, certain words and the meanings of the Dharma, terms and the meanings of the Dharma, with regard to whatever the topic is, as we understand what the actual word or words are and what do they really mean, it is in relation to that particular topic or the subject matter that we have developed certain understanding, and which really helps us to eliminate our, ignorance relating to that matter.
So to that, Marupa is ki ngoda ba kare sina yang ta bi ten thong wal dim khin tel marik ba se che ta marik ba se bi ina an te te se we ne ta shu ne ba tel ne ta yang ta bi ten thong gu ya res thong gu res.
So you ask what is the nature of ignorance, marikba, avidya. Its nature is to obscure our mind from seeing or realizing truth, or what we call the absolute truth, yang dabetun, the absolute meaning of the truth. And so when we develop understanding of the meaning of the absolute truth, then, you know, ignorance is eliminated from within our mind.
So Frankie, Luta, Mata, each Shawati, and they gave us that. Jone ta nere rangire pe mari ba se tobe ina lunga shawat zo gi shol de rote chagur.
So when we are able to if you will peel off layers of ignorance from within our mind, and so it is to that extent we develop understanding or the knowledge of matters or the realities, and such an understanding has this transformative influence on our actions of body, speech, and mind. And now we find ourselves engaging in proper actions physically, verbally, and mentally. And these proper actions are, in other words, the positive actions which lead to positive outcomes. As we talked about this last week, that within each of our mind, we have what is called, ignorance of grasping at self. So that self-grasping ignorance is the source from which all other delusions come about or arise. We need to get rid of that fundamental, if you will, ignorance in order to get rid of delusions.
That's a temple and thinking Sanji, that's Sanji Kamdi, the Mahinchiri, and this Sanji Sambada. That's a temple and thinking at Tanzuka. Konan took any Maribi Nimbotini, Maribati, and this Sene. I think it's a reply hit anyone to buy in San Anita, Lam Koni on the pair down, to Juju and the Koni on the pair at two things somewhere.
In the case of complete enlightened beings or Buddhas, of course, they are above everything else because they have perfected themselves in understanding and knowledge, and they have completely eliminated ignorance from within their mind. So therefore, they have gone to the state beyond, suffering and beyond all limitations. But even when we look at bodhisattvas on the different spiritual grounds, we call dashabhumis, or the 10 spiritual grounds, these bodhisattvas have to great extent eliminated layers of ignorance from within their mind. And how did they do that? It's by way of cultivating wisdom knowledge. By developing or cultivating wisdom knowledge and increasing that knowledge, they are able to remove layers of ignorance from within their mind, and to that extent, they are free of many limitations and obscurations, and so they are progressing towards enlightened state.
That Rangila Yepe, Maripate, Nyoma Pagila, Samalo, and Nyamati, and so Pan Tugu Reves, Pan Bituji Yarves, and the Yaris.
Now, if we ask this question to ourselves, will there be a day that we will be able to get rid of all the delusions within our mind which are grounded in ignorance? The answer is yes, we will be able to do that, and there will be a day when can we see that we are free from all delusions. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas on all different levels you know, there are most excellent examples for us, you know, with regard to what we can do and what we can become. In other words, that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you know, did not start as being Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. There was a time they were just like us, as deluded and as kind of ignorant as we are now. So they started off from that very ground, just as we are right now. They did not start as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. But then they, eliminated ignorance from within their minds, or layers of ignorance from within their mind, by way of cultivating wisdom knowledge. And now when we look at them, where they are highly realized. And so we could become, become Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. So as we look at them, or let's even take a Buddha, enlightened being, and where Buddha is and where we are, because there was a time that we were all same, you know, equally deluded, you know, equally in the state of suffering. But then somehow right now we see a big difference between Buddhas and ourselves, where they are and where we are. So how come that big difference, you know, if we ask that question?
So that day, gare is na sa nanzu ta tambo ne be cheba ke amar me bare te yin na ko na be ran ke par manzi be se ye ke par zin ne li pe cho kande yin na yin le yin te tnu chi ta pi na so ga ran zong ne so su ran san tam ma to se ji yin le tnde san tong jam so da tnde wang xie par ne.
So even though there was a time that Buddhas and Bodhisattvas were just like us, as deluded and as limited in the capacities as we are now. But then what happened was, they decided to, cultivate the attitude of cherishing other sentient beings and let go of self-centeredness or self-cherishing attitude. So that's what they decided to do, and therefore they brought about that kind of inner transformation within them, that instead of cherishing self above everything else, they decided to, and they pursued to cherish others more than the self. Whereas, you know, we continued to pursue our self-centeredness and self-cherishing attitude, and we have followed this process all the way through, and that's the difference where they are and where we are now.
No, no. That ye, that garanzo ye tendeshi ne. That ye ni but su ge ni. That ye ni but kosan de ge ni. This shebi ina. Ani garanzo ge. That ne sanje ta chunji sen but su pebe lam chui te lang garanzo leyung gore. Tene leyung chen tene ne rimbe rimbe chen ne. Shoyen sanje de te. Yende sanje de denge ge ta. Tabi taba chenbe kompan de.
But we do need to recognize that we could change. And we do not have to do the same thing as we have always been doing, cherish self over others. Now we could make a shift in our own way of thinking and bring that inner changes to cherish others more than the self. We can exchange self for others, and instead of cherishing the self like anything else, now we could learn to cherish others and above everything. And if we try to do that, then we really follow the footprints of Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, And so by following the path that they have taken, now we could also become like them. Not like them, we could become them. We could become bodhisattvas and eventually Buddhas. So where, as Buddhas, enlightened beings, we will have, eliminated completely and absolutely all kinds of mental obscurations within our mind, including delusions and illusions, and where we have gained the most complete and perfect knowledge of all the realities and the truths. So that is our goal, and we could, you know, do that. We have the right to do that, and we could have the right to change our course of action and follow the path of the bodhisattvas and Buddhas, leading to the same goals.
That today she will ane dosong tangguy yam le dosong kung chuni tanggu kibu ji ne dosong tanggu yam ebre ta go kari go go ji kari go re sana ran tang yin ge we ta yagi nyang ge lo ti ran ran ju le she ya ta tab jing ge wa de ti sina du yar dosong tanggu yam tanggu yin ne pe ke ke me ne ya kama nga jin dosong tanggu yam le ta ti su su ran ton zun du she gu ge re she ba she ta li tang bu she ba she ten ni zun du she 전류준데 마헤바신 배양이야도 신의 공부 탈승니 세베인 아니 아니 벌써 그러다 네네 어 대마도 현장 알았다 전디 로소동에 그야 말이스.
So the good news is that in order to bring about that kind of a change and to become Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, it does not involve any expenses. Financial expenses. You know, we really don't need a financial plan to make a lot of money so that, you know, it incurs so many expenses. We don't need to do cost-benefit analysis in this case, financially. One could be a pauper, one could be a beggar, a homeless person, but one can still bring about what is called the necessary attitudinal change, the inner transformation. So the crux of the matter is that to become bodhisattvas and Buddhas, we need to bring about inner transformation, changes to our attitudes, way of thinking, and that could be done without any money or any, you know, pennies. But what really that involves is, first we need to have an understanding of, you know, a way of thinking and how to bring about the inner changes. So that requires learning, education, attending teachings. So once we have learned about the matters, then the next thing is that we have to consistently apply ourselves into to bring about inner changes. So we need to adopt what are called enthusiastic perseverance consistently to bring about attitudinal change within ourselves.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So relating to this matter, perhaps, you know, some of you might think like, okay, so if money doesn't matter, so does that mean that we don't need to feed the you know, poor and the needy, give money to them, and we do not need to make offerings of material things and to the holy beings and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas?
Cheba pyugre, bangule jimba tongre, cheba pyugre, so yinaya rangla yuena, yueda yuegindu, tila ane senna chene matamba shi yuamares, yuena pyugre.
Well, if we do have material resources of the wealth, yes, we do need to practice generosity or giving. We need to help the poor and needy. We need to make offerings to the sublime beings and the holy beings. But if we have resources, and if we really are miserly about our resources, we are so attached to our resources, that's not good. You know, that can't be, you know, done.
You have to give me a matan and give me a matan and give me a matan.
That should be
game.
So if we have wealth, we have resources to help the poor and needy and make offerings, we have to. We cannot pretend like, okay, you know, I don't have money. You know, we have, and if we are really miserly about that, that's wrong.
That means that when I carry Chiba piye yores, jimba tang yores.
Yes. But if we are, you know, lacking in resources, if we don't have it, but that does not mean we cannot practice offering or we cannot practice generosity. We could still, as a poor person, could still practice offerings.
That in the chöpa pyöngi da, ngenlo jimba tongi da, gongchi la chöpa pyöngi, da jachimbo hibiji yorabsi njiti ikan, da samalwa rangi di gisu yara chakurasi.
Because what one could do if one is a materially deprived person, a destitute and homeless and nothing, but still one knows that in the world there are people who are very rich and have all kinds of resources. Our world is in abundance of resources, and many generous people are, you know, contributing their resources to the betterment of humanity and sentient beings. So one could rejoice in the generosity of the rich and the famous and, the wealthy and the generous and kind people. So even if one is poor and destitute, if one sees that others have resources and they are, you know, generously helping the poor and the needy and making offerings to the sublime beings, if one kind of develops the positive state of mind and attitudes, you know, that one recognizes that what they are doing, their generosity and actions is really wonderful and good, and so one can develop the wish that how nice it would be if someday I would be able to do the same thing, and one totally rejoiced in others' generosity and good actions. Through such rejoicing and appreciation, one is also able to accumulate a certain, a positive energy or merit. If one is poor and destitute materially, one could still use one's creative mind and imaginative mind to think about that the whole universe, not just this world, the world systems in the 10 directions are filled with, the best of everything. The gold and the silver and the diamonds and, any other best of the things you could think, and offer among them to the sublime beings.
That thing in here, my Cuba, no, Lambrin is so your Kagan Lugan, the tin, Ran Kang, you but in the pay that Goshen of Jenny, Conchulia, Cuba Piet, among the Jimbaton Segurus. That you came by the gum, each 22 chogun, the Jesuit, Ran, you have a Yarish tradition, eh? And Yabuyama, Kunun, Yambar is stating.
As it is stated in the Lamrim treatises, the Lamrim is a Tibetan term which means stages of the path, and it is used as a term to label certain texts in the Tibetan Buddhism called the genre, Lamrim genre. So in the Lamrim treatises, what we find is that one could use the creative and imaginative mind to create the best of offerings, fill the whole universe, and make those offerings to the sublime beings, provided that one is materially destitute. One honestly doesn't have things to help and make offerings. On the other hand, if one does have something, and then kind of a holds onto one something, get attached and miserly about that, and then become kind of a creative mind and imagine all kinds of wonderful things in the world to offer, that doesn't work. That's not being honest. If one has something, to whatever extent one could share that something, a little bit of the part, maybe half of the part, maybe a little bit of the part, whatever one could afford, one should really help others with what one has, not simply hold on to that, hoard that, and then become creative and sneaky, I would say, about thinking about all creative, imaginative things and make offerings. That does not work.
So that, Africa non pe ta ko me mang bo ta kre se on to chi me ave se ta na ye na se ne me me ave se ten de dong ye mang bo nyong de ngaj thong do ta ten zu le pe na so so ni te sen do la ti gi na ko phi de je bi na pe shi ra ya mo ngor bas.
So in this regard, I just want to use this as an example that, you know, our world has so many problems, and where we could maybe make donations to different wonderful causes. Here's an example that we know of, that the AIDS epidemic is raging through many parts of Africa, and how much suffering we hear about people in the Darfur area. And so if we could spare our dollar or two and make donations with good heart to such causes, and that is, you know, what we're talking about, what we can do, and we can practice generosity.
No, no. That's right. Jimba Tondi Sani. Jimba Tondi Sani. That's right. Jimba Yute. Kotil Gabo Yatsa, that social tandem jigri samti, si jua maris. Pemba andum tago. Kot penga dogo, neu do tango, but taking of shavris.
Practicing generosity requires not only good heart and kind heart, but also need understanding and knowledge and wisdom. Okay? Because we cannot always give what somebody asks for. And what we really need to find out is, by giving whatever that, you know, whatever we are giving, whether that is really beneficial to the person or that's going to be harmful to the person.
Gumbuluduki, Kala took a pinch and not tell a took genius and get on. There's a pento dona? Tigris, the penna took any to tell, took gun kit and the pento young Koran that loose soil at the lake chair the inner, the pento you're not tell Tigu Yoruba.
Great Indian, realized philosopher, sage Arya Nagarjuna has said in his precious garland or Ratna Avali, Rinchen Tenwa in Tibetan, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that should it be the case if, that's the big if, conditional tense, if and should it be the case that by giving poison to someone, if that poison is of beneficial to the person, let's say the poison is used in certain medicine so that, you know, his or her ailment could be cured, then it is befitting to give poison to that person.
That Rangi Jingi Jingi could never say a too long as you know, could take your mother, could never so called paint to him, paint to me, New York, was it?
But on the other hand, if someone who wants to commit suicide and ask for help and give him a poison, well, we shouldn't do that. Because by giving poison to the person, we are harming the person. He's going to kill himself. That's not helping, you know.
So that can be mangbo jisang tong jimpe. But in social any, give a lead, shabar dudis and yoko, condition that touchy yaku shaguris.
The point I'm driving home here is that when we do positive actions, such as generosity, we have to think critically. We have to use our understanding and wisdom and knowledge to find out, you know, whether what we are going to do is going to be beneficial or is the right thing to do or not.
Say the yellow shudita, later shudita, then the shet by Chishona, Yagunduas.
So even if it means making good wishes, that may I be able to use my actions of body, speech, and mind in beneficial ways, for sentient beings. So if we cultivate such thinking or wishes, so then when we have opportunities to benefit others physically, verbally, and mentally, we are able to implement our wishes, and we are able to bring about that in actions. So that would be my sort of a preliminary teachings, which I think is of benefit to myself and to all of you. And now we will go back to where we left off in this text. In the text.
Tangbo means go to the channel.
And And I always or often start off telling you that all of us must reflect on the reasons why we need to cultivate spirituality in our mind, or why do we need Dharma. So that's very important to think about. If we really do understand the reasons why we are participating in spirituality or Dharma, and why do we need to cultivate Dharma, and if we understand the reasons and have the confidence, that then I think when we face difficulties on the way to cultivate Dharma, we will be much better, in a much better position to put up with them. Great Kadamba Geshe Chengawa, in one of his public teachings, said, now this is not necessarily an answer to somebody's questions, but in a public teaching he said that those who want to practice spirituality or Dharma, it consists of two things. Of course, his statement does not mean that everything that is there to do about Dharma can be brought within two things. What he really meant is, of so many things that could be cultivated or put into practice, there are two things that practitioner can focus on. So the two things that we should focus on, according to Geshe Chenrawa, is, number one, we should not hurt or harm others. So that means abandon harmful actions, Nirbapon. And then additionally, we should try to help or benefit others, penta. So those are the two things. Don't harm others, but help others.
That day, the other day, no sin, ne, so yes, sansa jam, ta rang, rang sam no tang ne, rang che dung yor was, rang che dung ki yor was, ta rang shawa kari shengun dun, shawa ni shes ka number is.
So we should not look at his instruction as if that's some kind of a general instruction given to the public, as if it has no relevance to me. But as a matter of fact, we have to think that I am a spiritual practitioner. So basically he's telling me what a spiritual practitioner needs to do. There are two things. That means, do I harm others? If I do, stop doing that. Do I help others? If not, try to help others. In whatever
way one can.
So we have to take this lesson from Geshe Chekhova's instruction that first he said, don't harm others. So it means abandon harming, which means how do we harm others? We harm others physically, verbally, and mentally. In other words, it is through our actions or body, spirit, and mind, we call it three doors, that we bring harms to others. So don't do that.
So
So what does it really involve in a very specific sense, you know, means don't harm others physically, verbally, and mentally. It means we should stop doing negativities of body, speech, and mind. In the case of the body, you know, one must not go and take somebody's life. That's killing. That's hurting. One must not, you know, cheat, deceive, and lie to others. Steal things from others, or rob of things, rip of things. That's harming. One must not, engage in adultery, and that's harming others.
That never, the lujigo never mashese yata, the social pangu yata, the sumbudshe.
So, not harming others physically, in a very basic sense, means don't do those three negative actions of the body.
Tā ngā kā gōni yē nāpa mā shēsōng yē kārē sō na ngā gōni yē tē dzūm mī yēndā lē tā ngō kōr jā mā rā dzūm yē mā shē bē shē, dzūm pōng rā dzūm dā, anē yē mī yēndā yē alē tē ngā rā tā sō na dzūm shē.
So now, don't harm others verbally. What that means is don't cheat, lie, deceive others through speech.
Tā ngā gōni dzūm shē, anē tē kā nā yē kā anē mī yēndā chobo chomo ta, sasang ta, ta ane chobe ta, choba ta, tende karu paru le patsu, yin she ne, ta timba muntiba zojiwa marika na.
And don't cause division among people, whether that is in the interpersonal relationships, where it's a case of husband and wife, or in the case of boyfriend and girlfriend, or somebody and significant other, or very good friends, whatever the case may be, don't go and divide them up and separate them from each other. Don't cause such disharmony between people. And don't use harsh words or unpleasant speech. And metaphorically speaking, don't shoot the arrow of harsh words at others. That means, you know, we are so nasty in saying things that as soon as we shoot the words out of the mouth, the other person gets so kind of totally taken aback and surprised and shocked and, you know, and have that kind of a, you know, stone face. What the hell did you say? Don't say such things.
Oh, nice. Tāngā nā yīgā tā sūm rēsā, tā ngā chē rē, ngā chē tēmē kī cīk chē jōmē, tā tēmē kī cīk. Tā chē sūm nē chē kī yā na mā kā mā tāng, mā kā kōr xē yā rēpā, mā jē yā kōr xē yā rēpā tā. Nē tā kī kī kūmā kō yā kōr xē bā tā, tā tāngā mī xē sā yā kō, tā tāndī kī mī kī wī shāwā rū yā kōr xē bā tāng zō, tā chē sūm nē chē kī yā ngā chē chē kī yā rē.
And don't, indulge in idle gossiping. The Tibetan term is ngākyal. So what does idle gossiping mean? It means from spiritual point of view, from Dhamma point of view, don't talk about, you know, things that involve negativities, such as, plotting a conspiracy to kill someone. And so being at a meeting or designing how to kill someone or how to, rob a bank or steal somebody's property or how to strategically plan to wage warfare. From Dharma point of view, all of these things are considered as talking about all this matter is called idle gossiping, meaningless, frivolous, and negative speech.
That's a Yani. Rāng kī āni dāngshū kī tēni pē yāntā pē kāntā pē tēndī kī tā dāmāntā pē tēngu yuwa nā yā kūn lō āni jīk tēng chū jī kā wāntu sō nē āni tē tēng pē yī nā āni tā ngā chē chā gu yuwa.
I mean, let alone those things, the negative things, that we could get involved verbally, right? We're just at a meeting and, telling our opinions and our kind of expertise on how to kill someone, how to, rip off someone. That is not only those things are negative speech, hurtful speech. That's understandable. But even if we are reciting prayers or mantras, such as the prayers of the 21 Taras or the mantras of the 21 Tara, if we say it with, ulterior motives, with wrong motivations, out of the 8 worldly concerns, even such speech could become what we call negative speech or hurtful speech. So with a bad mind, motivation, if one does prayers or recite mantras, that could become hurtful speech, idle gossiping.
This is such a good question. When I was
Let me give an example here. Let's say we prepare the best cuisine that we can think of, in the world, and with elaborate and all this, 20 course or 100 course or whatever the course is, on that. But then if we have, let's say, put poison into the food, doesn't matter however the wonderful the cuisines are, well, it is contaminated, it'll kill someone. So just like that, we could be doing something positive actions, doing prayers, reciting mantras, effort, but if we do them with worldly concerns and wrong motivations, we are contaminating our positive actions, just like we are putting a poison into beautiful, delicious food. So those are the four negativities of the speech that we should abandon.
Da yiji go ni napsims da kere ane ye ki da do zo je de ane ran toya ga ta ta ki she ni ate she ba ina ta napsims ga ta it lab chu ga ri ngo ngo is lab ne ki go go do na te tri jin do te gi be sing ge do chong gi be se ta ni ngo is lab chu ga ri na ten re ngo se ma de be thon be ta sha wang gar se yo ju she ni
Then we could find ourselves, engaged in hurtful actions mentally. For example, one is coveting for others' good. Covetousness is not a good thing. It's a negative state of mind where we're almost dying, to get for ourselves something that some other person has. And so we can be very sneaky. If we really want something that another person has, and we really, in a very sort of sensible way, and tell the person, I really like the thing, and would you like to, give it to me free, or can I pay for it, or where do you, then that's different. But without being honest about it, we become very sneaky, that we are dying to get the thing for ourselves, and become very sneaky ways, and find ways and means by which we can get that thing for ourselves. That kind of thing is called covetousness. And then another negativity of the mind is what we call harmful intention or nursing, malicious intention at times. And oftentimes the harmful intent is instigated by anger and hatred. So when we hold harmful intent, that means we are wishing to harm someone. We may or may not be able to carry it out or do it, but we are so uptight and we really want to hurt someone. That is what we call harmful state of mind. And another negativity of the mind, which as a matter of fact is the most serious negativity of all our actions of body, speech, and mind, is called lokta, wrong view or distorted view. So wrong views can be when we totally deny causal relationship between karmic actions and their outcomes. We say that, we are good actions don't lead to good results, bad actions don't lead to bad results, this is all, you know, whatever, and deny it, that kind of denial constitutes a wrong view or distorted view. Or we could, you know, completely deny the existence of life before and life after. That is a wrong view.
Gewa dunna, gewe leite and debudye, debudye chibo yungate, te nishi mashibashe. अने मेगी वाले शेबे इन तेला अने तेल मेगी वाले शेबे इन तेला अने करेंगे दुंगे नेब दुंगे जो है ते ता ये क्या मैं बच्चे ने अंदर सम सम जीन था ने शेबे इन ता तो लोटा क्या हुआ रे
So if we disbelieve in that the good actions, the positive actions will bring positive results, and the bad or the negative actions will bring negative results, we disbelieve in such cause and effect relationship, then that would be a distorted, perverted, a wrong view.
Ta yena pen damas. Yena pen taya ta chöta sansa ni jigon chö pen ta jöris.
So that's a little bit about, you know, abandoning negative actions, harmful actions, right? The tree of the body, four of the speech, and tree of the mind. Now we also need to talk about, you know, benefiting others. And benefiting others could be, we could benefit others materially, or we could benefit others spiritually.
ता छेज़ गोने पंगे ने कहे तब जाने रांग कहाँ छे बते अने ये लते तें बते या ता अने न्यू मूव ऑन तो मासूम बचे जितने छेज़ जो ऑन तो मासूम बचे न्यू मूव ऑन तो मासूम बचे तेंगो हुआ
So how could we benefit others spiritually is whatever spiritual correct understanding or knowledge we have and out of good motivation, not out of delusion or deluded motivations, not out of eight worldly concerns. If we teach our knowledge to others or we share the knowledge with others, that is a spiritual benefit.
अने अतंडी के तुंची इतने सब सोशल ये भी इन्हें तक बच्चे जेंस ये भी इन्हें तक संजीत बोल पहनता हुआ रहस
And benefiting others materially could be, you just name it, you know, if somebody needs some food and we give food or share the food, or somebody needs accommodation, we share the accommodation, somebody needs clothing, we give clothing, somebody needs medicine, we give medicine. So in these ways, we are benefiting others materially.
तब मैं तो बोलती हूँ यानी पहले सोशल कुछ चेंबी है ना तब संभव संभव को निर्देश कुल में यहाँ तक भी को निर्देश है ना जिम्मा क्या हुआ है
So benefiting others materially does not have to mean that we have to have a big sum of money to give others or a big thing to give. It could just be one apple that one has and one sees somebody who is really hungry and need to eat. So out of good motivation, you know, not out of worldly concerns, we give that apple to the person. You see, that is a beautiful generosity and benefiting someone materially.
ตัดนี่ก็เนี่ยโดนนี่ไปจิมบัลไปจังคีจีนะเป็นเสียใจในเมื่อสักทีตัวว่าตัดตุลิทเสนาจีลิบเลวีนะตาเดี๋ยวร้านเลยเสียจีนะเป็นเสียจีแต่ยิ่งมาจีก็เสียจีไปอ่าฟังเรื่องตาคุยเดี๋ยวจีอยู่นะแต่ที่ร้านก็เสียตาเย็นเจ็บยิ่งไปเย็นเจ็บนะร้านร้านนี้ชอบมาที่ยาตาอันนี้เย็นมาร้านเสียเวนะร้านช่วยตาแต่นี่ก็งานจะทุกเดือนนะ
Of course, the best scenario case would be, say, one has one apple, one sees a person who is really dying of starvation or hunger, but one also is a sense that if I'm also too hungry, and if I don't eat, I might also die, but then this person is also going to die if he doesn't eat. But then we somehow, with a good heart and good motivation, decided to give the apple to this other person without really caring for one's own death. But that would be really, how should I say, very high level of generosity or giving.
That's
So even if one couldn't give the whole apple to the person, but decided to do half and half, you know, okay, let's be practical and, you know, here, I give half to the person, I'm going to eat half, that's also very wonderful too.
That the pain of to die, Kanga, when a dollar key take 2 men and shake a tree, 25 cents, the little shaven post. Zongres, Kagan Lugan, Trist, and getting Hubin, Lamuna. Kakama to say, Kakama to say, and a teenani, shake it again at his shake the rank say, and the shake was gone.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is not that we have to go buy apples and give them, and that's only giving, you know. It's just an example, but it could be money, you know. If we could, you know, what we really need is we need to cultivate the practice of giving, generosity. Let's say we have a dollar. If we think we can give a dollar to someone, that's wonderful, give a dollar. But if we think, well, that's, I can't give that much, how about half dollar? You know, if that's a little too much, how about a quarter, you know? But we start off somewhere, you know, so trying to share our fortunes, if you will, whether it's a dollar or an apple or oranges or, you know, avocado or whatever it is, in case I didn't say the avocado part. But the point is that we are trying to share what we have with someone with good mind. Lamrim is very clear about that. Even if one has just a mouthful of food, if one sees somebody who is of equally need or greater, one should give half of that to the other person. Well, as we talk about giving, you know, of course, we are not limiting ourselves to giving to the fellow human beings. You know, we could give to any sentient beings who are needy. Let's say maybe there are some birds who need food. Okay, some animals need something. But if we could, we give whatever we have to them. But if we couldn't, we can share what we have. Maybe it's a mouthful of food we have. We couldn't give the whole thing, but we share whatever portion we could share with the bird or the animal or whatever the case may be. So in that way, we're able to save a life. And that's what generosity is about.
Then,
So in a sense that all the things Buddha has taught, you know, let's say the, you know, everything in the three baskets of teaching or Tripitaka, Tenusum in Tibetan, the three higher trainings or the Labasum, Lava Labasum, all of those could be brought within these two things, don't harm others, help others. Or as a matter of whatever Buddha has taught, sutras and tantras and all levels of teachings, all of these things are to do with not harming others, but helping others. So how can we say that all of Buddha's teachings in a way can be brought within these two actions, don't harm others but help others? It's because what are the motivations behind Buddha's teachings, all the teachings he gave, is not to hurt someone but to help someone. Everything Buddha taught in the sutras, in the discourses, and in the three baskets of teachings, Tripitakas, and the three higher trainings, everything Buddha has taught is basically to help us understand, you know, what are the things we should or do which is harmful to others, and what are the things we should do which are helpful and beneficial to others.
Zoba dari kyo dingi sta yin la ne ba pon wa ta ane an sen ki na pen do pen da ba yin na ta pen do ba la zo ba de ke chim res ka na.
And then Geshe Chekhapa goes on to say that in order to practice those two things, not harming others, but helping others, patience or tolerance, sabha, is very important.
Karisana zeba tele ane da ye je kontro cheba le zeba ta ane a ne karise che che du dizane ya ran kali kangi sina tele ane che la ngi zeba ta tende yo re se se sonsa te ke chem bacha gre.
Practice of tolerance or patience, sabha, I mean, it consists of course, you know, usually we understand tolerance as being not getting disturbed or upset or getting angry, you know, when somebody tries to make you angry. But also the patience has to do with facing challenges and difficulties on the way as we practice Dharma. So to be able to withstand difficulties in our practice, to be able to, you know, remain calm in the face of anger and hatred, so all these things involve cultivating patience.
No, so that's it.
So when someone hurts us, we should be able to tolerate that. But if we don't practice tolerance or patience, when someone harms us and just kind of retaliate against the person, now we have created negativities as well.
Zeba gong to re yeji neba shibala rang zeba gong to be in a tati yang ta be in a jinja gnani that chut jiba dhamming jinja na ichal yoris.
So if we can really practice patience, tolerance, especially when someone harms us, then metaphorically speaking, that's the best ornament we can put on, jewelry. So it's not the case jewelry, but it's the patience jewelry. That's the best.
Zeba top din ki yuna zeba top din jinja chus. And jinja gnani pe chut jiba ta dhamming jinja chagres jinju. Nyamo do me kathu kunju puls. Nyamo dan zinking ta.
Jai Rinpoche, Lama Tsongkhapa has said very clearly, as Geshe-la quoted the lines, that cultivating patience is to putting on the best jewelry or ornament, and better than wearing diamond ornament. And that cultivating patience is really, as a matter of fact, counteracting one of the worst delusions, that is anger. So patience is just like putting on an armor that protects you from being hurt by the weapons of your enemies, or it's just like the, you know, Garuda that can, you know, destroy the, you know, anger-like snake. So as I said, patience is wearing an armor, and so when the soldiers who are protected by armors in the battlefield, they don't get hurt by others' weapons. So in the same way, with armor of patience put on, that even if others hurl at one the sharp arrows of nasty words, one cannot be pierced through by such arrows.
Yes. Then I just think, him a academy gave it to the any control of pen, Yembotan and a chair to any companion salta, Zerba Zerba say, the Nijan and the Yigit, that control tower in the inner, that in the Yigitan, Susuka Tona, Zerba Gom, Zerba Gom, Sandy, tell you, just in this in the hours.
Some of the great Kadamba masters have suggested, or themselves might have practiced it, that especially if one is a very short temper or very vulnerable to anger, then one might put a lot of, notes in today's language around one's environment, just reminding one to practice patience. So everywhere you see notes reading, practice patience, practice patience. So I think that's not a bad idea, you know. We could just put all those reminders on our fridge and everywhere. So I think that kind of has a note. So if we post such notes, in and around our house, maybe that will be very helpful so that, because before our family members or the significant other get upset and remind us the need to practice patience, we are reminding ourselves that we should not lose our coolness. And so we see everywhere it says, practice patience, practice patience. And that will be helpful. This Kishala is asking me, you know, how do we remind ourselves? I said the practice patience works for us, right? We will stop there today and I come to share it again. Come to share you. We will stop there today and I have some prayer requests and an announcement. First announcement, I'm repeating my announcement actually, that on March the 4th, 5th and 6th, our Kondin Shatsi visiting monks, they will be doing Sent Mandala at UC Irvine and also giving some lectures and talks. Especially on March 6th, I believe it's Thursday, or I was told, at least, that it will be the day mandala will be dissolved, and our Geshe-la, our teacher, would be giving a talk. And I think it's in the evening, and the detailed informations are on flyers in the lobby, or you could ask any who will be kind to tell you. So that's an announcement. And then also the prayer request. Two people who have passed away have been requested, the prayers have been requested for them. One is Lakshmi Devi Shakya, passed away at 81. And Dennis Bowden passed away very recently, and prayers have been requested for them. And then another request, I think, seems like the flu season is around or something, that if you do have flu or you're suspected of one, please do not visit Geshe-la.
So
as we do prayers together, I would like to ask you, in your state of mind, please think about for whom the prayers have been requested. For those who have passed away, we wish them sincerely good rebirths in the next life. And for those who are dealing with and health issues, we wish them quick recovery from their sickness, and then do the prayers.
Oh, money,
By the power of our collective marriage, may Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness, flourishes throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and may beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our marriage for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and maybe all become Buddhas soon.
Entendi lá, Jim.
Não, você quer ter tudo, pedir chá ainda, quem é
isso? Não, não, não.